The title of today's lesson is Applying the Word of God. The word apply means to put to use, especially for a particular purpose, to bring into action. It is important that we as Christians do not find ourselves being a hearer of the Word of God only. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 27, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." Hear how important it is to apply the Word of God. You don't want to be one who hears the Word and walks off and forgets what manner of man you are, because you're not a doer of the Word, but just a hearer of the Word only. In verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." So if you are a doer of the Word, you shall be blessed in your actions. Also notice that pure religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. This is true and pure religion. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 through 27, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." As a hearer of the Word, it is important that you also be sure that what you hear is truth. We will know every person by the fruit they produce, because a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Likewise, a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Continue to verse 21. "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Take notice of whom Jesus tells us it is that would make it into the kingdom of heaven: those who do the will of my Father. In other words, those who apply the Word of God. It is these people that will gain access to the kingdom of heaven. Continuing at verse 22. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." We learn here from Jesus that we need to be a hearer, a believer, and a doer of the Word of God, or you are likened unto a foolish man that built your house upon the sand, And as the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon your house, that it fell, and great was the fall thereof. It is very important that we always verify what we are being taught with the Scriptures. In Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 12, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few." In John chapter 5 and verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." In Romans chapter 2, verses 7 through 13, "To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." So you don't want to find yourself only being a hearer of the Word of God, but also a doer. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus tells us something extremely important. "If ye love me, keep my commandments." In Romans chapter 1 verses 1 through 6, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Obedience requires action. In Romans chapter 16, verses 24 through 27, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now was made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." In Galatians chapter 5 and verses 5 and 6, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love." In John chapter 15, verse 10, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." At this time, I would like to turn your focus upon Abraham, the father of all them that believe. In Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Notice that Abraham did not question God, nor did he hesitate to do what the Lord had commanded of him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. Abraham had faith that not only would he return, but also his son Isaac would also return with him. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand, and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Abraham was confident that God would provide the sacrifice and believed that his son would return back to his camp. Continuing at verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In James chapter 2 and verses 20 through 26, But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only? Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. What James is trying to expound to us was at what point God considered that Abraham truly believed in the promise that God gave to him through his son Isaac. He explains to us that what proved that Abraham truly believed was the result of his actions that brought him to the point that he offered his only son Isaac. And it was then that God said, Now I know that thou fearest God. James explains it was at this point that God imputed righteousness to him and called him the friend of God. In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 12, And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham believed God would provide himself a sacrifice. He knew that God would do what he had promised him, a father of many nations through his seed, Isaac. He put forth actions of obedience to God. This was how faith was made perfect. It is one thing to say, I believe God will keep his promise. It is another to walk up a mountain, tie up your only son, place him on an altar that you have made, and then take a knife and begin to strike him dead. It was the obedient actions of faith taken that made faith complete, because faith without works is dead being alone. If Abraham would have said, I believe God will keep his promise, but did not obey what the Lord told him to do, his faith would have been dead, and nothing more than that of words. Let's be sure that we are not only hearers of the Word of God, but also doers of the Word of God.